the Women Get Real podcast. I'm Jessica Landon, and today we have Becca Anderson on the podcast with us.
Hi, everyone.
What's special to me about this podcast is Becca is my niece. So it was just a thrill to have you here today. Becca is 17 years old. She is a senior in high school, and she is headed to Southeastern University next fall to pursue a degree in ministry. Mm-hmm. So very, very exciting for me to have her here. Becca's involved in worship. She is a worship leader at our youth group at our church, and she's also part of the Sunday morning worship team. But what we're known for is our famous Starbucks TJ Maxx trips.
Yeah.
We do those from time to time. And on one of those trips, our last one, actually, we talked about you being on here. So I asked you, you know, just let me know what you want to talk about. And I expected you to say, in all honesty, something like the pressures of being a teenager or the comparison game or something to do with social media, which are all great topics that we could have covered. But you came back with something that kind of just surprised me. And you talked about praising God in the storm and being okay if he chooses not to answer you in the way that you think he should, which is kind of a deep topic. I've been in ministry for over 20 years, and this is really hard for Christians to get their head around. So when you at 17 years old told me that this is the topic that you wanted to speak on, I was a little shocked. So tell me why you picked this topic in particular.
Okay, yeah. So this particular topic has been on my heart for a while now. So ever since we left for our youth group's trip to Nationals in Ohio, I like went to the trip like expecting God to kind of show me what I was going to do with my life. Mm-hmm. So going into my senior year of high school, I wanted like this big thing, like God, I don't know, giving me like direct words like from heaven, like this is what you're doing, like, you know,
the moment,
coming down. Yeah. Exactly. But yeah, so I wanted that. I not like obviously that, but something like I wanted to leave that trip being overly confident in what God has called me to do. And that just didn't happen. So, yeah, I just think that that was kind of like a gateway for me to study more on this and being okay with God not moving the way I thought that he would move, especially in that. So, yeah, I left that trip not knowing what I was going to be doing, but also I left with like more trust in God and more faith in him. So
that's awesome. Yeah. I mean, that's a big thing. You know, we expect him to do it the way that, you know, we sometimes see it in the movies or... we want to have such confidence too, because what I love is that you wanted to follow God hard, right? You wanted to be so obedient. So you just wanted him to just kind of reveal the whole plan to you. And so I think so often we're just like, if he just told me all of it, well, then that would be so easy. But it doesn't always happen that way. And I know there was like a particular song that kind of spoke to you and kind of resonated in your heart. What was that song?
It was Even If by Mercy Me.
Yeah, it's a great song.
Yeah, it's kind of old and kind of...
That's okay. It's the old ones, I think, that like trigger that emotional response sometimes.
Yeah, but some of the lyrics are great. They're like talking about when God chooses not to move a mountain in front of you or chooses not to do what you thought he would. Mm-hmm. So yeah, kind of just listening to that song a lot really encouraged me to look into this more deeply. So.
Oh, that's great. It's fact that you're just 17 years old.
Yeah.
And you're really diving into the word, which is so important, and just proves that no matter what age you are, you know, if you really spend the time and look through the scriptures, you know, the word of God is alive and active. It should be speaking to us. It should be transforming us, and allowing him to do so is just remarkable for your age. So awesome. Yeah. The other thing is, as you know, one of the things I love to teach women is how to hear God. You know, when people cry out to the Lord, how do you tell them to respond when he seemingly doesn't answer?
Yeah, so with this, I think that when God doesn't seemingly answer you, his silence in that is the answer.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I also think, yeah, just sometimes God's calling us to work through certain situations instead of like him just completely taking us out. Because when we go through those things that we think are terrible and are going to leave us like broken, like he uses so much good in that, and we come out so much stronger, and not only like so much stronger, but also being able to help others that are going through that too.
That's right.
So when he doesn't move our huge mountain and we like question God and think that maybe he doesn't love me, maybe he's not real, I think that yeah, he's just calling you to walk through that. And I think we need to have more of a trust in him to be able to believe that that's really what he's doing.
Right. No, that's great. And I know there was a psalm in particular that,
yeah,
that during your study that really spoke to you. Do you want to share that?
Yeah. So it was, I was reading this actually right before I took my notes for this podcast, but it was Psalms 13. And I'll just read it. It says, how long, Lord, will you forget me forever? How long will you hide your face from me? How long must I wrestle with my thoughts and day after day have sorrow in my heart? How long will my enemy triumph over me? Look at me and answer, Lord, my God. Give light to my eyes. I will sleep in death. And the enemy will say, I have overcome him, and my foes will rejoice because I am shaken. But I trust in your unfailing love. My heart rejoices in your salvation. I will sing the Lord's praise, for he has been good to me. So I just love how, like, the beginning, yeah, like the first verse is like, how long, Lord, will you not, like, respond to me? And then the end is like, I will trust you, Lord. So,
yeah. I mean, obviously, yeah, you and I kind of talked a little bit about that beforehand, mm-hmm, and when I read through the passage of Scripture, it really touched me, because I'm like, you know, David is the author of Psalm 13, and so he's saying, how long, Lord, but I will praise you, I will, in my waiting, and there's just, like, that's just such such an insight right there to grab that out of this, you know, big Bible,
yeah,
and to pull that, and it really encouraged me too. Like, it doesn't make a difference that God was not answering him. It didn't make a difference that he wasn't getting the answer. He said, "I don't care. Even as I wait, I am going to praise you. I'm going to wait for you." And
yeah,
that was really touched my heart.
No, so. Yeah, it's great. Yeah, yeah. Also, in my Bible, it has little things on the side for the person who put together the Bible. She, like, writes little things in it, and one of them talked about how important it was that Jesus actually questioned God too. So when he was here, I'll just read what it says. I think it's also important to remember that Jesus also questioned if God had abandoned him. But by allowing Jesus to complete his work on the cross, God prepared the way of the hope of for mankind facing eternal affliction because of sin. So I don't know. I thought that stuck out to me so much. It really just goes to show that, like, even Jesus questioned his own father in that. And because God allowed him to get crucified on the cross, like, now we're able to be saved.
Yeah. No, I mean, I think that's so good.
Yeah.
I think, too, as Christians, we're almost afraid to ask God questions
because
we're afraid, like, it's going to show unbelief.
Yeah.
And I just don't think there's a question out there that's too hard for God to answer. Yeah. He knows our hearts. He knows our thoughts. So to kind of pretend like they're not things we're struggling with, you know, we saw David. David said, how long, Lord? How long? Like, my goodness, I'm waiting. You know, I've got my Saul is, like, pursuing me. Like, are you going to relieve me of this yet? And at the same time, but I'm going to praise you. So it's okay to question God. I think that there's no question too big, too hard, difficult that we can bring but we need to bring it to the Father. We can't just, you know, be discouraged. We can bring it right to him. And in some way or another, he will answer. Sometimes it's his peace he'll give us. Sometimes he'll have a breakthrough. But not always will it be the way we want him to answer, which is kind of my next question, that, you know, people struggle with trusting God. They don't necessarily believe that he's going to move. So they're walking through hardships, whether it's like depression or sickness or marital problems or financial hardships, whatever it is. But God isn't moving the way they ask or at the rate that they want. It's not in their timetable because, you know, when we want something, we want God to move right away. But instead, you know, God has a purpose in all of that. So, you know, that's one of the areas we struggle with. And I know it's one of the areas that you've been just kind of digging in. Did you want to share anything about that?
Yeah, so I just think it's important to remember that God's timing is always perfect. And just what I said before, kind of just God sometimes just calling you to walk through something instead of for him to completely taking you out of your struggle. Also, I don't know if you heard of the term, like, putting God in a box.
Oh, yeah.
It's very big. I hear a lot of my friends talking about it now, but especially in this age. But some of my friends, they just want God to respond in, like, this one way. They want God to give them direct words and to tell them exactly what to do, and, like, that's how they'll believe, and that's, like, whatever.
If you do this, then I'll know it's you,
right? Exactly. But that's just not how God works.
And he never works the same way in each instance. So how he speaks to you is different than how he speaks to me, and how he's maybe answered a prayer in the past for me may be different than the trial I'm walking through right now.
Yeah, I just think it's important to remember that God isn't going to respond in these miraculous ways, like, all the time. Like, he can do it, and he is all-powerful and has that ability, but sometimes that's not what you need in that situation.
Right.
So, yeah, just remembering that.
For me, I mean, I could speak to this. So, when I was in my 20s, when I was pregnant with my kids, I had excess calcium in my body, and for some weird reason, it deposited on my eardrums. So I was late 20s, early 30s, and I was having rapid hearing loss. I was, like, practically deaf in my left ear. But I knew that God was able. I knew that he was able to heal me. It wasn't something I didn't have the faith for, and I trusted his timing. And so I had been praying, and I would go to church service after church service, and does somebody need healing? And of course I would always go up, because it was becoming difficult. I was actually getting nervous, because the things we take for granted, like hearing, are tough. And so in my mind, I had decided that the Lord was going to heal me supernaturally, that somebody was just going to come up, they were going to put their hands on my ears, and all of a sudden my ears were going to be open. And God does do that. I've seen him do that for other people. I've read about it in the Bible. And so about halfway through my journey, which was about 7 years of, like, decreasing hearing loss year after year, my doctor said, hey, there's a specialist that you should go see. They specialize in this. They actually replace the ear bone, because that's basically what happened. The calcium deposited there. And so I agreed to go to the doctor, but there were definitely some concern. There could be permanent hearing loss with it, and I just opted against it. So I waited probably another 3 or so years, and finally I got convicted in the Lord, and I was like, I kind of felt like David. Why, Lord? How long do I have to wait for this? Because it's becoming unsafe now, because now I can't really hear. There were tones I could hear, and I became really good at reading lips. So if you're in a room with me and you're trying to be secretive, I can read your lips across the room. Yeah. So just know. But at the same token, I was like, why? And the Lord really convicted me. He was like, I brought you this specialist, and he can heal you, and it's always going to come back to me. And it really convicted me, because I expected him to move one way, and I put God in a box, and I didn't allow him to move in the way that he wanted to move in my life. And for me, in that instance, he wanted to heal me through a doctor, and I resisted. Needless to say, I went and had the surgery. I was 100% successful, and usually it's never 100%. It's like 85% restored, 90%, so much so that I had the next ear done 6 months later, also got 100%. Wow. So my hearing was so good that I literally couldn't hear the sounds. It was like a baby hearing for the first time. I was so sensitive to noise. And I sat there and I thought, I missed out on years of hearing because I decided how God was going to heal me. Basically, I was trying to control God's hand in it. And that's ridiculous. Yeah. So I just wanted to share that, because so many times we're looking for him to move in a way that we think God would move, but we're not God.
Yeah.
So we have no idea how he's going to do it. And I know for me, I now am very open, like, however you want to do it, Lord, whatever way, I'm open to it. And again, he's healed me supernaturally before, where I've just been laid hands on. But in that instance, he was trying to teach me something.
Yeah.
Like, you don't decide how I do it, I do it. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah, that's good.
Yeah. So, I know that one of the other scriptures you like, and I love too, is, you know, your thoughts are not my thoughts, your ways are not my ways. Mm-hmm. And I think that that's something that is really hard, right? So at 17, how does that feel, like, when you hear that?
Sometimes frustrating. Not only at 17, like, I feel like this could go for, like, ever, but
I was gonna say, I don't know if you grow out of it, but just, I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, you're still growing in your faith, although, you know, obviously you've been brought up in the church. This is not new stuff for you.
Yeah.
But those are tough scriptures for anyone to follow.
Yeah.
So not putting God in a box. Of these conversations you have with some of your friends,
a lot of the time, just thinking about how like accepting the fact that God is in control and you're not in control, and that even though it's our life, like us surrendering to God, it'll be so much better. Like, even just going back to putting God in a box, you just don't.
And remembering that the trials we walk through aren't, obviously, if if I got to plan my life, I would think, hey, I'm going to have this carefree life and I'm not going to have trials and I'm not going to have hardships, but then you don't grow.
Yeah.
And so the trials we walk through, God has purpose in them. Mm-hmm. And that's why it says, consider it pure joy when you walk through trials. I think I have the verse up. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kind, because you know that this testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. And that's found in James 1. So I just love that, because nobody wants to rejoice or consider it joy when you walk through trials. But I will look back on my life and I will see the hard times that I've walked through. And I recognize that even though it was hard at the time, those were the areas where God stretched my faith, helped me to trust him more, just stretched me, made me go deeper into the word and do all of that. So,
yeah, when I first read that, I was like, this is crazy. Like, what do you mean? Like,
nah, you gotta be kidding me. That's a typo, right?
Yeah. But yeah, I love that it says that, to not only just be okay with it, but also just to consider it joy, because then we grow like in him and in our relationship with him.
Yeah. So, yeah. It's a very mature outlook to be in the middle of a trial and say, I know that you're doing something here. And even though it's hard, I know that you're in it and I'm trusting you.
Yeah.
And so that's a little...
It's hard, but it's
hard for a Christian of 50 years, let alone a 17-year-old, you know, girl.
Yeah.
One of the other verses that I love is Jeremiah 29:11. Mm-hmm. And I know it's a very popular one. Everybody has it hand painted on the signs in their house, and it's on, you know, like on their what do you call it, on their Facebook as their little scripture
their
verse.
Bio, but
Jeremiah 29:11 is, I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope in a future. Why is this particular verse so important for Christians? Like, why do we all flock to this? Like, what is, like, why do we hold on to that?
I guess. I think it's just good to remember that no matter what we're walking through, his plans are always going to be good. And just, it's like such a peace in that we get to know that God has the plans written out for us, and he already knows everything that's going to happen. And not only that he knows, but he's telling us, like, they're not going to harm you. They're going to give you a future and a hope. Mm-hmm. So I think when we learn to put our trust in that, it comes with like a supernatural peace that's just unexplainable.
Right. And I know often we pray like, for God to change the situation. But why isn't that always right?
Yeah, I think we were doing a study on this on Sunday mornings, and one of them was talking about how like the everything happens for a reason type thing. And I just like a conversation that sparked a lot was sometimes when we're walking through like this situation type thing, maybe it's not the situation that needs to change. It's like your heart. So, yeah. And I think that's something hard to swallow too, especially like a lot of the younger girls I talk to, they're talking about all like the hard things they're going through, like sometimes with their family and sometimes with relationships, stuff like that. And sometimes I'm listening, I'm like, the situation doesn't seem like the problem, like being blatantly honest. And it's like, it's something that's very hard to swallow, that sometimes we're just, we need a new perspective and we need to be able to see it sometimes from like
the outside looking in.
Another voice on that. But sometimes instead of just like going to God, like begging him to change something in your life, maybe be like, change my perspective, change how I look at it, so that we're able to actually fully accept it.
I mean, that's powerful right there.
Yeah.
Because it's instead of saying, hey, you work around my, you know, what my needs are, but maybe I'm the problem, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm the problem.
Yeah.
I'm
sorry. No.
Okay. So, you know, as we kind of bring this home, it's good to remember that God is like just writing a beautiful story in our lives. And so, yes, we do walk through hardships. We do walk through trials, but we have to remember that they're really just one chapter in this beautiful story. But every good book has its ups and downs. And in our lives, we can't just have everything go the way we want. God uses these difficult seasons to really to stretch us, to mold us, and ultimately, once we accept Jesus, our whole goal is to become more like him. So he's using these circumstances to make us more like him. And so that's why I just love this this podcast, because it's just taking I'm going to just sit back for a minute and I'm going to see, like, what is God trying to teach me in this? And do I really want to keep learning this, or do I just want to learn it the first time?
Yeah.
And then I can move on to the next level. But, you know, waiting on God, obviously, not putting him in a box, mm-hmm. Doing a little introspection, saying, what do you want to do in me? Not what do you want to do for me?
Yeah.
Such great stuff here.
Yeah.
But is there anything else that you wanted to add that we didn't get a chance to talk to? Because I know this time here goes by so quickly. And
yeah.
We talk for hours on end about this.
Yeah. I actually heard this analogy one time that I wanted to talk a little bit about. Mm-hmm. It was Bob Ross. Do you remember
the
painting?
Yeah.
Yeah. Always pictures of like landscapes and all mm-hmm. that. But I heard it and they were talking about how sometimes when he's painting, he has like this perfect plan for it. And sometimes it's like he makes a little mark somewhere he didn't mean to. And not saying that God makes mistakes because, but sometimes we view it as mistakes. Yeah. Yeah, we do. Yeah. So just looking at the end picture of that, mm-hmm. he turned those little mistakes and he made them into other trees, sometimes mm-hmm. animals. One time I saw like a whole nother lake he painted just because of this one mistake. And I don't know, I loved thinking about that God can do that in our lives. Even like when we make mistakes, when we go off road, he can.
Or detours from our plans.
Yeah. Yeah. That he can just kind of take that back. And then looking at the end picture of it, it's like so much more beautiful with that.
It's a masterpiece.
Yeah.
Because the artist who wrote it is in full control the whole time.
Yeah.
And that's a beautiful analogy.
Yeah.
So yeah. I love me some Bob Ross. We were watching him on Thanksgiving night.
Really?
So yeah.
Nice.
So that was great.
Yeah.
Well, ladies, thank you so much for listening. I hope that you were really blessed and encouraged by this message. So if you were walking through a difficult season, if you are waiting on God, if you are just, you know, petitioning him for him to move in your life, I just pray, oh Lord, that this would be the message that, you know, just blesses you. So we just kind of just pray that over you now. And hey, if you were blessed by today, we encourage you to like and subscribe for more content. And we will see you next time on the Women Get Real podcast. Thanks so much. Bye.